Praise God. Well, it's an honor. I count it an honor. Praise. Somebody just laugh. Ha, 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 ha. Ooh, God is so good. Amen. 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 Praise God. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Let's pray. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you this morning for your presence being in this place. We are so grateful. Holy Spirit, move how you want to move this morning. Do what you want to do this morning. Have your way in this place. We give you free reign. We thank you for utterance in the name of Jesus. Be glorified this morning. Anoint the ears to hear the word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Somebody say amen. Now listen, I need you to believe with me. Come on, listen, you need to be believing. Lord, we thank you for a word from heaven. Amen. And I'm telling you, that pulls that out of the man and woman of God that's ministering. Amen. When you add your faith to this, amen, it'll just pull things out of the spirit, things that you need to hear, things that will bring immediate deliverance. I'm talking about boom, just like that. That word, I'm telling you, one word from God can change your life. Amen. One word from God, Moses stretched out his rod. What happened to the Red Sea? Harder. One word from God. Amen. I'm telling you, one word to do it. Love to praise and worship God. I'm telling you, his presence fell in this place this morning. Amen. Thank God for our bishop and first lady, for my wife and my family. Thank God for all of you. We're so grateful. Amen. But when you praise and worship God, I'm telling you, that moves his heart. Amen. That moves his heart. We ought to spend time worshiping and praising him. Amen. Glory to God. Let me give you an example of praise. A couple weeks ago, I was doing some work around the house, and I had some doors wanted me to paint outside, seal them with whatever the stuff is, and I was doing it. And it was hot outside. I mean, I think I got another shade darker. I mean, I pulled my watch off. I'm two different colors. Amen. And I was doing the painting and everything, and I got finished. She's like, "Ooh, Rezzy, you did such a good job. Oh, that looked good." And something just clicked on inside of me. When she said that, I went and cleaned the garage, cleaned behind the house, started cleaning the clubhouse. I mean, I done got my blower, and I'm cleaning everything. I done washed dishes, even though it wasn't my turn. Amen. You know, we take turns in our house. I done wash dishes for. I done fold all the clothes. I done hung them up. Why did that happen? Praise. She praised me. Women, let me let y'all in on a secret. You can get your man to do it just about anything. Listen to me now. Anything you want him to do, if you just give him a little praise. I'm telling you. You ever seen a cartoon where the dog is all domesticated and he wear glasses now, he walk upright. He's just walking around, and then they throw a bone, and he just forget he domesticated. He just runs, and he thinking about, wait a minute, why am I chasing this bone? I'm domesticated. That's how we are. You give us a little praise, we just forget about being everything. I mean, we just go, man, give us some praise, and let me tell you what happened. We'll move heaven and earth, amen. It's just something that clicks on the inside of a man when he gets some praise, amen. Recognition, amen. Now, let me tell you about worship. When you come to God, Lord, I love you. Ain't nobody like you, Lord. You show you about worship. My wife, now she know I love to try to get a rise out of her. I do whatever I can. I say stuff wrong. She, you know, she big on talking right now. I say is when I'm supposed to say are. And, you know, I'm trying to get a rise out of her. One day she said, Terrell John, let me tell you something. Why in the world did I? And I said, girl, let me tell you something. You look so good when you upset. Therese, I know what you're trying to do, and it is not going to work. And let me tell you something. I said, babe, I know I did wrong, but say it real slow, because I like the way your lips look when you talk. I said, say, Therese, you did wrong, but just say it slow. Therese, you just messing with my mind, Latoya. And she broke it. I said, Therese. See, let me see. Worship will change the heart. Amen. She said, Therese. If I had a mic, I would have dropped it. I had it right then. Amen. I said, mission accomplished. Amen. I said, she was just going. I said, girl, you look so good when you upset. Now, if I wasn't behind the pulpit, I'd tell you what I really said. I said it's sexy, but I can't say sexy in the pulpit. So I said, girl, you look so good. Hey, y'all understand what I'm saying? I said, you look so good when you upset. Worship. Amen. Father, the beauty of your holiness, Lord. Oh, that moves him. Amen. Moves him. Amen. Praise God. So when you praise him, when you praise God, man, it make God, I mean, God, like, oh, I want to do more for my children. Oh, but when you worship him, it just touches heart. Glory to God. Woo! Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Let me do it one more time. Amen. Come on. Amen. Amen. I got to get my, amen. It got me a little bit more holy. Amen. Praise God. Amen. This morning, I'm not going to be long, but we got a lot of scriptures to go over, so I'm going to roll. We're going to move this morning. Let me see what time. 10:50. I said, baby, I said, we ought to get out of church kind of early. I'm like, depending on how long you going to preach. I said, okay. You got jokes. All right. 45 minutes. I'm going to get 40 minutes. Give me 40 minutes. Amen. Okay. 45, 48. Amen. All right. This morning, I want to talk about the measure of faith. Amen. The measure of faith. Now, we're going to roll this morning. I need y'all to roll with me. Amen. So everybody say amen. Amen. Listen, you better thank God you're here this morning. Amen. Come on, look at somebody and say, I am glad I'm here this morning. Come on, tell somebody. Glad I'm here this morning. God has a word for you. Glory to God. Turn to Romans chapter 12, verse 3. If you can put it on the screen, that would be great. King James Version. Say amen when you have it. Brother Jerry got it. I heard him. Amen. Right. They're right, Brother Jerry. Amen. All right. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. Now, listen, you should, God, think of yourself highly. I think very, y'all better hear what I'm saying. I think very highly of Therese. I love me some Therese, amen. Whenever I got an interview, performance evaluation, or what, Therese thinks very highly. God said, just don't think too highly, you know, as you shouldn't, but think highly yourself. All right, go on. But to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. This morning, I want to talk about the measure of faith. You got to understand that God has given you, everybody say me, he has given you the measure of faith. Now, a lot of people run around this in this earth, in the United States, wherever, they always talking about stay in faith. You got to have faith. Oh, my faith. I mean, sinners talking about their faith. But see, the Bible, see, this faith, this thing that God has given us, this measure of faith, it is given and it is written to the believer. Amen. It is not written to the unbelievers. Amen. This measure of faith is available to the Christian. Amen. To God's children. Amen. Turn to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 2. Find it quick. I got a lot of scriptures. We're going to move, y'all, but it's going to bless you this morning. Amen. Now listen to what it says. He says, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith. See, the wicked, they don't have this measure of faith. Amen. This measure of faith that God has given the believer. Amen. The Christian, the just, those that walk upright, those that are in the family. You know, the scripture said that God grafted us into the family. He adopted us as his own. He made us not only an heir, but what? A joint heir with Jesus Christ. I mean, he put us on an equal footing with Jesus. The Bible says that we are seated in what? Heavenly places. We already there. Man, do you not know that angels cannot just come into the presence of God? They have to be summoned. But boy, we can just walk up in there anytime we get ready and come into his presence. Glory to God. Why? Because we're children. I'm trying to think. I had somebody that came to the house and they was doing some work. And I was talking to them. Paris was one of them. And they were like, Daddy, even though I was talking, they came into my presence. I said, excuse me one second. Yes, baby. Why? That's my child. Amen. Same way with God. He may be busy expanding the universe, creating more planets, but when you come into his presence, excuse me one second, planet and sun that I'm about to create. Yes, my child. Yes, my son. So we can come into his presence. This measure of faith has been given to the believer.